There are stories in the papers today about how the super rich are coping in the recession. A report on World Health by the investment bank Merrill Lynch says that the wealth of multimillionaires is down by a quarter. But you may also have seen the reports that one luxury watchmaker has reacted to the recession by putting their prices up. So it was claimed, enhancing the mystique and desirability of their brand. The Swiss manufacturer Rolex has increased its UK prices three times in the past year, leaving some models costing a third more than they did a year ago. So can it really be true that wealthy people who have lost quite a bit will somehow want to pay more for something when the rest of us are trying to pay less? Well, we decided to investigate. So to find out why, Haywood Milton, a watch dealer in Liverpool, offered to explain. And he began with the price of a new Rolex.
A new Rolex would start anything from about £1,700 upwards. And a long way upwards.
How many tens of thousands?
You're talking hundreds of thousands, but the strange thing is that second-hand ones can be worth even more than that.
If they're antique, I suppose, or rare.
That's right.
Now, why has Rolex put its prices up in the past year?
Well, it certainly isn't to address the recession. It's a pure, nasty coincidence. It's really a result of the recession. A very weak pound means that a Swiss company is looking at the exchange rate between the pound and the Swiss franc, and it also needs to protect its international market. We think prices have shot up in the UK. Across the world, it reached a point where people were travelling from France, Italy, Germany, Amsterdam to the UK to buy watches and flying home, and it was cheaper for them than buying at home. Put yourself in Rolex's shoes, they have to protect their worldwide market and adjust prices to reflect that. You also have a massive increase in the gold price, which has more than doubled in about 18 months, which is in a lot of their watches.
How are sales, then, of Rolexes holding up?
Well, there's really a split in the market. New Rolex sales are having a little bit of a tough time. We've heard figures that they're down by as much as 30%, but is that by volume rather than value? And value, what is key here? Their authorised dealers are certainly struggling a little, particularly in the UK with these new higher prices, where the second-hand market is immensely robust. You always have collectors looking for them. The new price for equivalent models or the same model inevitably makes the second-hand price look very favourable, and the second-hand mark really is as strong as ever.
And what about other luxury brands in the watch business?
Well, a lot of them have had to put their prices up for the same reasons, the exchange rates and the increase in the value of the precious metals that go into them. But I would argue that they are going to do far less well out of it.
Segment 1.
There are stories in the papers today about how the super rich are coping in the recession. A report on World Health by the investment bank Merrill Lynch says that the wealth of multimillionaires is down by a quarter. But you may also have seen the reports that one luxury watchmaker has reacted to the recession by putting their prices up. So it was claimed, enhancing the mystique and desirability of their brand. The Swiss manufacturer Rolex has increased its UK prices three times in the past year, leaving some models costing a third more than they did a year ago.
Segment 2.
So can it really be true that wealthy people who have lost quite a bit will somehow want to pay more for something when the rest of us are trying to pay less? Well, we decided to investigate. So to find out why, Haywood Milton, a watch dealer in Liverpool, offered to explain. And he began with the price of a new Rolex.
A new Rolex would start anything from about £1,700 upwards. And a long way upwards.
How many tens of thousands?
You're talking hundreds of thousands, but the strange thing is that second-hand ones can be worth even more than that.
If they're antique, I suppose, or rare.
That's right.
Segment 3.
Now, why has Rolex put its prices up in the past year?
Well, it certainly isn't to address the recession. It's a pure, nasty coincidence. It's really a result of the recession. A very weak pound means that a Swiss company is looking at the exchange rate between the pound and the Swiss franc, and it also needs to protect its international market. We think prices have shot up in the UK. Across the world, it reached a point where people were travelling from France, Italy, Germany, Amsterdam to the UK to buy watches and flying home, and it was cheaper for them than buying at home. put yourself in Rolex's shoes, they have to protect their worldwide market and adjust prices to reflect that. You also have a massive increase in the gold price, which has more than doubled in about 18 months, which is in a lot of their watches.
Segment 4.
How are sales, then, of Rolexes holding up?
Well, there's really a split in the market. New Rolex sales are having a little bit of a tough time. We've heard figures that they're down by as much as 30%. But is that by volume rather than value? And value, what is key here? Their authorised dealers are certainly struggling a little, particularly in the UK with these new higher prices, where the second-hand market is immensely robust. You always have collectors looking for them. The new price for equivalent models or the same model inevitably makes the second-hand price look very favourable, and the second-hand mark really is as strong as ever.
And what about other luxury brands in the watch business?
Well, a lot of them have had to put their prices up for the same reasons, the exchange rates and the increase in the value of the precious metals that go into them. But I would argue that they are going to do far less well out of it.